Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finland President Alexander Stubb reiterate their commitment to rule-based international order with UN at its core. Two leaders discuss current evolving situation in West Asia. CBSE cancels class 10th exam scheduled from 7th to 11th of this month in West Asian region. US announces 30-day waiver allowing India to purchase Russian oil currently stranded at sea. And in cricket, India storm into final of T20 World Cup, beating England by 7 runs in second semi-final. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finland President Alexander Stubb have reiterated their commitment to the rule-based international order and multilateral cooperation with the UN at its core. The India-Finland joint statement following the state visit of President of Finland to India said that both the leaders affirm the deep and enduring friendship between India and Finland, built on a foundation of mutual respect and the values of democracy and rule of law, as well as commitment to global peace, security and international law. The leaders agreed to elevate the India-Finland relations to a strategic partnership in digitalization and sustainability based on covering interests and mutual benefits. They underline the importance of redoubling efforts to reach the sustainable development goals and the importance of global cooperation against the challenges of climate change and loss of biodiversity. Secretary West in External Affairs Ministry, Sibi George, has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, discussed the current evolving situation in West Asia. Replying to a query while briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. George said both leaders discussed issues of interest to both India and Finland, including West Asia's situation. He said both leaders held wide-ranging discussions and covered all aspects of bilateral relationship. He said the Ukraine conflict also came up for discussion during the talks.
Finland have expressed interest to join the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative, which is welcomed by India. We also agreed to have cooperation in the Arctic-related areas. Finnish reiterated its support to India's fight against terrorism, including cross-border terrorism. The visit focused on three T's: trade, technology and talent.
Secretary West said that Finland's advanced capabilities in digital innovation align well with India's digital transformation initiatives.
The two sides have signed an MOU on migration and mobility partnership. It is expected to facilitate mobility of talent, including professionals, students, entrepreneurs, researchers and academics. It also expected to provide enhanced access for Indian students, including internships and post-study employment opportunities.
The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE West Asian Region, has cancelled the Class 10th exam scheduled from 7th to 11th of this month. According to CBSE, examinations of Class 10th scheduled on 2nd, 5th and 6th of this month shall also stand cancelled. The mode of declaration of results of Class 10th candidates in the Middle East will be notified separately in due course. The examination of Class 12, scheduled on the 7th of this month, has been postponed. CBSE said that revised dates will be announced later. The board will review the situation tomorrow and issue appropriate directions regarding examinations scheduled from 9th March onwards. US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has announced a 30-day waiver allowing India to purchase Russian oil currently stranded at sea to ensure global energy market stability. This measure focuses on allowing the purchase of Russian oil that has been stranded at sea, ensuring that these existing supplies can reach their destination rather than being lost to the complexities of international logistics. By facilitating the movement of these special cargoes, the US aims to provide a helpful cushion for India's energy security, acknowledging the delicate balance required to keep the global market flowing smoothly for everyone's benefit. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you top international news and updates from around the globe. The conflict in West Asia has entered its seventh day today, with latest reports of new wave of strikes from Iran and joint US-Israel forces. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, identified several missiles from Iran. Bahrain also said that Iran targeted a hotel and two residential buildings in the capital city of Manama, with no loss of life recorded. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, also said that its air defenses dealt with several incoming missiles and drone threats from Iran. Sounds were heard in scattered areas of the country after the air defense systems intercepted ballistic missiles. On the other hand, Israel killed Hezbollah commander Zayed Ali Juma in Beirut. Earlier, the Israeli Navy also struck and eliminated Hamas commander Wasim Atallah Ali in the area of Tripoli. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump called upon Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, to lay down their arms. Mr. Trump said that now is the time to stand up for the Iranian people to help take back their country.
I'm once again calling on all members of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the military and the police, to lay down their arms. They're only going to be killed. And now is the time to stand up for the Iranian people and help take back your country.
Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has reaffirmed India's strong commitment to eliminating cervical cancer as a public health problem and strengthening global health cooperation. Virtually addressing a press briefing on global health issues with the World Health Organization, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the minister said India has adopted a multi-pronged strategy to combat the disease, focusing on prevention, screening, early detection and timely treatment. He said screening services for cervical cancer using visual inspection with acetic acid VIA are now available at Ayushman Arogya Mandirs and other health facilities for women between 30 and 65 years of age. Mr. Nadda also highlighted the nationwide vaccination campaign against human papilloma virus HPV.
Cervical cancer remains a formidable public health challenge, both globally and in India also. Screening for the cervical cancer is now available at 181,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs across the country for early detection and treatment. The vaccine is provided free of charge at designated government health facilities. Transparency and countering misinformation and overcoming hesitancy is another key component of this campaign.
U.S. President Donald Trump has sacked Kristi Noem as the United States Secretary of Homeland Security and appointed Mark Wayne Mullen as her replacement, effective from March the 31st. Announcing the decision in a post on social media, Trump said Mullen would take over leadership of the Department of Homeland Security, while Noem would assume a new role as Special Envoy for the Shield of the Americas, a security initiative in the Western Hemisphere. The president described Mullen as a strong supporter of the administration's agenda. Mr. Trump said Mullen would prioritize border security and tackling illegal immigration and drug trafficking. He also highlighted Mullen's background as the only Native American in the Senate. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India stormed into the final, defeating England by 7 runs in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 254, England scored 246 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bats, India piled up a mammoth 253 for 7 in 20 overs. Sanju Samson was adjudged player of the match. India will face New Zealand in the finals on Sunday at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finland President Alexander Stubb reiterate their commitment to rule-based international order with UN at its core. Two leaders discuss current evolving situation in West Asia. CBSE cancels class 10th exam scheduled from 7th to 11th of this month in West Asian region. US announces 30-day waiver allowing India to purchase Russian oil currently stranded at sea. And in cricket, India storm into final of T20 World Cup, beating England by 7 runs in second semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.